ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे दि मंगलाचरण श्लोकः of Adishankara Bhagavatpada, in the beginning of his commentary to the Upanishad, which we recite every day, is a verse which is exactly like the verse in the Bhagavata Mahatmyam, the first verse. Just we are still in the mood of Krishna Jayanti celebration. I thought we'll recite both verses today. Sachidananda rupaya Vishvotpatyadi hetave Tapatraya vinashaya Shri Krishnaya vayam namaha Yasmajjatan jagat sarvam Yasminneva praliyate Yenedandharyate chaiva Tasmai Jnanatmane Namaha. Krishna Yajurvediye Taittiriya Upanishadi Dvitiyodhyaye Brahmananda Valyam. So we see in the Bhashyam part. The Pura Pakshi's doubt was presented. We are still seeing the Ashtam Anuvaka Sambandhi Bhashyam. Okay. The Pura Pakshi's doubt was based on his understanding of the teaching given in the Upasana Kandaha. But here the teaching is completely subject matter of the teaching is of the subject matter of the Jnana Kanda. Therefore, Adityaha, in the expression, Sayaschayam Purushe, Yaschasavadityaye, Sayekaha. This is the sentence which the Upanishad presents, expressing the revelation of Anandaha as the conclusion of the presentation of the Ananda Mimamsa. So Upanishad presented beautiful the analysis of Anandaha. That analysis of Anandaha is concluded with this Mahavakyam, revealing the revelation of the oneness of Anandaha. So then the Upanishad uses this sentence, Sayaschayam Purushe Yaschasavadite Sayekaha. So the Anandaha obtaining in the individual human being, the human being who is an ideal person, a perfect, the person of perfection, the ideal person, the Ananda obtaining in him, and the Ananda obtaining in Ishvara, Samashti Ishvara Hiranyagarbha, is essentially one and the same. This oneness is revealed by that Vakyam, therefore it is Mahavakyam. Of course, upadhis of Hiranyagarbha in him of Samashti, Jagat becomes negated as mithya. Upadhis of jivas in the individual also becomes negated as mithya. Even though there's difference in the standpoint of upadhis between the individual human being and the Samashti Ishwaraha, still there is essential oneness from the standpoint of the Anandaha, the source of happiness, source of Anandaha, that is revealed. So when the Upanishad mentioned Purushaha, Sayaschayam Purushe, in this human, the human being is mentioned by this expression Purushaha. And Ananda is mentioned by this pronoun Saha. But this Purapakshi takes that Purusha to be a Devata. Therefore, he expected, he wants that Purusha should be qualified with the expression Dakshinakshan Purushaha. And he also mistakes the Aditya, the Devata, in Upasanas, Aditya is a Devata. But here Aditya is not Devata Ishvara. Therefore, his question was presented and it was clarified. Such that Dakshinakshan Purushaha or Adityaha and their relative oneness is discussed only in the Upasana Kanda, the Upasanam, where the upadhis are still retained, upadhis are not negated, so still that individual total division is still also maintained. Therefore, there's only Upasanam. Whereas here, the upadhis are negated and the dvaitam also, duality also negated. By presenting essential oneness, the jiva ishvara bhedaha, the standpoint of anandaha, is also negated. Therefore, the context is completely different. There was the answer given by Shankara Bhagavatpada we saw yesterday. Na paradhikarat, na paradhikarat, etc. The context is different. Therefore, context is not the meditation. The context here is Paramatma Vijnanam. And he, to make it very clear, Bhagavad Pada presented many quotes from the Upanishad itself. And presenting all those quotes, the where nature of the reality, nature of Brahman, Brahma Swarupam, being Ananda alone is discussed. Finally he ended, Paramatma Vijnanam Cha Vivakshitam. Actually in this context, what Upanishad wanted to convey is the Paramatma Vijnanam, knowledge of the absolute reality. The aim of this portion, this section, is revealing knowledge of the truth. Therefore, paraha eva nirdishyate saha ekaha iti. Therefore, that expression saha ekaha implies only the absolute anandaha, absolute happiness, the swarupam of the Ishvara, swarupam of the individual also. The only swarupam. This we have already seen. Now we are moving on to the today's class. I'm coming. We are moving on to the today's part. Nanu anandasya mimamsa prakrita tasyahapi phalam upasamhartavyam. This also you have seen actually. The benefit of the ananda mimamsa also must be presented. That is, the conclusion must be with the presentation of the benefit of the anandaha. this Purupakshi tells that the analysis of Anandaha must be concluded with the presentation of the benefit of the analysis of Anandaha. So Bhagavatpada reminds him, of course, the benefit of the analysis of Anandaha alone is presented in the form of the Mahavakyam, where that Anandaha being one, essentially the source of happiness of the individual and Ishvara being one the same is revealed. Which means the person who discovers this Anandaha as one's own Swarupa, Atmajnani, who discovers the Swarupa of the Ananda being one's own Swarupa, in fact, can claim, take ownership of Ananda as one's own Swarupam. Thereby one becomes free from the fear of losing the happiness. He becomes free from the hold of the very phenomenon called fear for good. That's the benefit. Anyway, so the benefit also is very well presented, presenting this Mahavakyam. We have to move on to this class again. Sayaschayam purushe yaschasa vaditye sa ekaha iti bhinna adhikaranastha visesha upamardena. Is it? So the benefit of the analysis of Anandaha is presented here in the form of this Mahavakyam, wherein through the negation of upadis, the essential oneness of the Anandaha of the individual and the total is revealed. With Purupakshi's doubt is clarified. We'll move on to this next. Is actually today's portion. Nanu evamapi aditya visesha grahanam anarthakam. Purapakshi comes with another doubt. Are you all with me now? Okay. Nanu evamapi aditya visheshana grahanam anarthakam. Purapakshi says, what he says. Aditya Visesha Grahanam. So when in the Mahavakyam presented by the Upanishad, in this Mahavakyam presented by the Upanishad, it is said, Yaschasa Vaditya Sa Ekaha, which means the Anandaha obtaining an individual, obtaining in the total Ishvara is one and the same. In saying that, this happiness experienced by Hiranyagarbha is what now the material, the Vishaya Sukham, the manifestation of happiness experienced by Hiranyagarbha, the manifestation of happiness experienced by the human being in this world are essentially one. Which means, even though the manifestation of happiness experienced hereby is of the highest level, and even though the happiness experience, the manifestation of happiness experienced by the individual human being in this world is at the lowest level, still, the standpoint of source of manifestation, there is non-difference. To reveal that essential oneness alone, Upaya presents this Mahavakyam. But in order to reveal the essential oneness, Upaya has to present the difference in the present the difference in the experience of experienced happiness of Ishvara and the individual, Manushyaha. Manushyanandaha, Ishvaranandaha, Brahma, Hiranyagarbhasya Anandaha, and here is Manushyasya Anandaha. That Anandaha is only experiential pleasure, experiential happiness, manifestations or fractions of happiness, but different of different levels, highest level, the lowest level. The difference has to be shown, the difference in the experiential pleasure is only relative. It is not absolute. It comes and goes. It is impermanent. Again, it is dependent on different conditions, such as objects and punyam, etc. Therefore, Upanishad presents the difference between the Jivatma Sukham and Paramatma Ishvara Sukham. Jivatma Sukham means Manushyanandaha, Manushyasyanandaha and Ishvarasyanandaha. There is difference. The difference has to be shown. So difference is there relatively, but absolutely there is non-difference. Therefore, Upanishad presents Purushe Yaha, Aditya Yaha. So Adityaha becomes adjective. Again, Purusha also becomes adjective here. For the Ananda, Purushanandaha, Manushyanandaha, and Adityasyanandaha is Ishwarasyanandaha. Adjectives are used. So here the Purupakshi says, Aditya Visheshana, Visheshagrahanam Anarthakam. He says, there is no need for using this adjective Adityaha. Aditya Visheshana Grahanam Anarthakam. It does not serve any purpose. It is meaningless. It is not necessary. Aditya Vishesha Grahanam Anarthakam. Which means there is no need for mentioning the difference. There is no need for mentioning the adjectives. There's no need of mentioning as the happiness obtaining in the Aditya, happiness obtaining in the individual. There's no need. You can simply say that is happiness is one. This is the view of the Purapakshi. Bhagavad Pada's answer follows. Na anarthakam. No, this mentioning the difference between Manushyanandaha and Ishwarasyanandaha is not meaningless. Mentioning the difference between the two different levels of manifestations of happiness of the individual and the Ishvara is not meaningless. Why? Because Utkarsha, Apakarsha, Apohartatvat. Why it is mentioned? What's the purpose of mentioning the difference between the manifestations of two different levels of happiness? Because these both levels have to be negated as mithya. Utkarsha, apakarsha, apohartatvat. The mentioning is mention of the difference between the Ishwarasya Anandaha, highest level of Ishwarasya Anandaha, Ishwaras Anandaha, and the mention of the lowest level of individuals, human beings' happiness, is for the purpose of negating them as relative, as mithya. Utkarsha, apakarsha, apohartatvant. So utkarshaha, Utkarshaha Anandaha is Aditya, Ishwara's Ananda. Ishwara, the happiness experienced by Ishwara, Hiranyagarbha, is of the highest level, Utkarshaha. Utkarsha Anandaha. Whereas the happiness experienced by the ideal human being in this world is at the lowest level of happiness, manifestation of happiness. It is apakarshaha. And there's difference. And utkarsha apakarsha apohartatvat. So, which means the highest level of happiness is considered to be superior. The lowest level of happiness is considered to be inferior. So, this inferiority, superiority of the lowest level of happiness and highest level of happiness, respectively, has to be the inferiority, the superiority of this, the difference in terms of the inferiority of the lowest level of happiness, the superiority of the highest level of happiness, that has to be negated, that has to be resolved. Therefore, for the apohaha means negation, resolution. Apohartatvat, this mention of the difference is for the purpose of resolving, negating the superiority and the inferiority of the highest and the lowest levels of happiness. As mithya, which means they are not permanent. But the highest level of manifestation of happiness is also not permanent. Lowest level of manifestation of happiness is also not permanent. Nothing is, everything comes and goes and is dependent on various conditions, such as accumulation of punyam and the upadis, etc. Whereas Brahmanandaha, Swarupana, the essential oneness, oneness of Anandaha, is actually happens to be Dvaita Swarupam. It doesn't come and go. It's always there as one's own Swarupam. When a person claims that Anandaha is one's own Swarupam, even as a jnani living in this world, one can get rid of the fear of losing the enjoyment of pleasure. Therefore, that negation has to be done. Negation has to be done as mithya. Dvaitasya hi murta amurta lakshanasya paraha utkarshaha savitrabhyantargataha saha chet purushagata visesha upamardena paramanandam apeksha samaha bhavati na kaschid utkarshaha apakarshaha va tam gatim gatasya iti abhayam pratishtham vindate iti upapannam. Make it very clear. Dvaitasya hi murta amurta lakshanasya paraha utkarshaha savitrabhyantargataha saha chet purushagata visesha upamardena paramanandam apeksha samaha bhavati. See, this is the difference. The happiness pertaining to this objective universe. Pertaining means what? The happiness experienced, the experienced happiness, the manifested happiness, manifestation, different levels of manifestations of happiness. Which is of this difference, the manifestations of happiness is of the difference as the exalted level of happiness and the inferior lower level of happiness. That happiness is what of the objective universe. which involves the duality, which involves the duality as the individual and the total, which, and with this universe, which is constituted of objects with forms and without forms. See, dvaita, prapancha is dvaitaha. The world, object universe is, the objective universe is, involves duality. Individual, total duality is there of this objective universe. And is constituted of objects with forms and without forms. So, dvaitasya hi, murta murta lakshanasya. There alone, paraha utkarshaha. It is possible for this experience of the manifestations of happiness in the form as exalted level of happiness, paraha utkarshaha, exalted, most exalted level of happiness, obtaining in the Ishvara, savitrabhyantargataha means what? Obtained, exalted happiness, level of manifestation of happiness, obtaining in Ishvara. And sahachet purushagata visesha upamardena. And the purushagata, now the happiness obtaining in the lowest level of happiness, obtaining in an individual. This division, upamardena, through the negation as mithya, how paramanandam apeksha, from the standpoint of the absolute happiness, the source of happiness, the pure consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, the standpoint of the absolute reality, which is of the nature of fullness of happiness, paramanandam apekshya. It is possible to negate the difference. Thereby what? They become one. Samaha bhavati. Paramanandam apeksha samaha bhavati. Na kaschit utkarshaha apakarshaha va. There is no exalted level of happiness. There is no increased, lowest level of happiness for a person who has attained jnanam. Kaschid utkarshaha apakarshaha va na bhavati samaha bhavati, for whom tam gatim gatasya. See, tam gatim gatasya means what? Tam gatim gataha means a jnani who has attained oneness with Brahman. Tam gati. What is the gati here? Gati is attainment of oneness with Brahman through knowledge. Gatihi here means attainment of oneness with Brahmatma through knowledge. And tam gatim gataha means the person who has attained that state of oneness with Brahman through knowledge, for him, tam gatim gatasya nakaschit utkarshaha apakarshaha. There is nothing, no such a thing as, there is no exalted level of happiness which is really there. There is no lowest level of happiness which is really there. It is only relative, which comes and goes, which is mithya. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. Such a person, abhayam pratishtham vindate means he abides in fearlessness. He attains fearlessness. He attains fearlessness, you know, he becomes free from the fear of losing his happiness. There's no more fear. The person who has discovered the essential oneness, that Brahmatma as the source of happiness, Brahman and Anandaha being identical, the person who has understood the essential oneness of happiness, having understood Anandaha being identical with Brahma, Anandaha is Brahma, Brahman is Anandaha. They are not two. The reality is anandaha. Anandaha is reality. Which means anandaha is the intrinsic nature of reality. How consciousness is the intrinsic nature of reality. That is how you arrive at the reality. Existence is the nature of reality. So anandaha, fullness, implying limitlessness. So happiness implying fullness and limitlessness also is the nature of reality. So the person who has discovered the oneness is the one who has this one who can claim one's own self being anandaha. For such a person, there is no more fear of losing any happiness, any pleasure. Because the person who has such a vision must be of this understanding that how, when in the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi is unfolded, and when the person understands the Mahavakyam, Tattvamasi, he can say, the person who has understood the meaning of the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam can say, within quotes I'm saying, Aham Brahma Asmi. In the same way, here the person who understands this Mahavakyam also can say, I, the self, am Anandaha myself. I, the self, am fullness of happiness myself. Such a person, where is the question of having any fear of losing the pleasure? This is the benefit actually. So here, what he says is, Tam Gatim Gatasya, iti abhayam pratishtam vindate iti upapannam. So the wise person who has understood the essential oneness and has attained that state of being one with Brahman in terms of knowledge, really vindate abhayam pratishtam vindate, he attains fearlessness. Abhayam vindate means fearlessness. He attains steadfastness of fearlessness. Steadfastness of fearlessness in discovering the oneness. That he attains fearlessness means he becomes free from the hold of fear of losing in the enjoyment of any degree of pleasure. Why? Because he understands in this world of duality, which is constituted of objects with forms and without forms, it is possible for the experience of different levels of manifestations of fractions of happiness. And when a person understands through this Mahavakyam, Savitrabhyantargataha paraha utkarshaha. When a person understands this Hiranyagarbhanandaha also is the experiential worldly pleasure. Laukikam sukham, vishya sukham only. It is not Swarupanandaha. It is not essential. It is not the non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting essential nature. It also within the realm of the world of duality constituted of objects with forms and formless. Forms and without forms. Therefore, Purushagata Visesh Upamardena. By negating this, two levels of happiness experienced from the standpoint of the Paramanandaha, the absolute happiness, there is no exaltedness of the happiness, there is no lowest level of happiness for a person has attained that highest state of remaining, of being one with Brahman through knowledge. Because that person attains the steadfastness of fearlessness. The sense that person remains rooted in fearlessness. The person attains fearlessness. Iti upapannam. So what, therefore, this mention of the two levels of happiness with adjectives is appropriate, is not meaningless. So Bhagavad-pada clarifies that doubt. Now, with this, the topic of the anayasa of anandaha is completed. Now he goes to, Bhagavad-pada now moves on to discussion of the questions presented in the beginning, very beginning. Remember what are the questions presented in the very beginning? What happens to the person, the gun person, when he dies? Whether he goes back to Brahman or not? And what happens to a wise person when he dies, whether he reaches Brahman or not? Those questions were presented. Let me remind you why these questions were presented. Brahman is the cause of everything. And the ignorant person also, when he dies, he must go back to Brahman only. If he does not go back to Brahman, then Brahman cannot be the cause. Brahman cannot be the truth of the ignorant person. And if an ignorant wise person, the ignorant person also goes to Brahman, then one does not need to make any effort to know Brahman. Without knowledge also, when a person dies, one definitely goes to Brahman. Then there's no need for one to attain any jnanam. So knowledge becomes redundant then, unnecessary. Therefore this question comes, what happens to the wise person when he dies? Whether he reaches Brahman? And what happens to the ignorant person whether he reaches Brahman? These two questions were presented, but there was an implied question, whether the Brahman exists at all or not. And this implied question was actually taken for discussion, and many reasons were beautifully presented by the Upanishad, stating that proving the existence of Brahman. Brahma asti eva. Many reasons were given. Therefore, before we go to the next other two questions, here let us see, Bhagavad-pada himself very beautifully summarizes, giving five different reasons, which we have already understood in the previous portions, proving the existence of Brahman. The five different reasons, even though there are seven reasons given, and Bhagavad-pada presents mainly five reasons we discussed, implying the seven. Briefly summarizes in his commentary here. Let us read that sentence. Asti nasti iti anuprashnaha vyakhyataha. Asti nasti. Brahma asti uta nasti iti anuprashnaha vyakhyataha. Anuprashnaha. The question based on the teaching. The question raised based on the teaching, whether the reality Brahman exists or does not exist. This question, vyakhyataha, has been thoroughly clarified. This question has been thoroughly answered, explained. Vyakhyataha. And how the question based on the teaching given before, whether the Brahman exists or does not exist, has been clearly explained with different reasons. So Bhagavad-pada in the following sentence presents those different reasons. Karya rasa labha pranana bhaya pratishta bhaya darshana upapattibhyaha asti eva tad akashadikaranam brahma iti apakritaha anuprashnaha ekaha. So here Bhagavad-pada says, Akashadi karanam brahma, that brahma, that absolute reality, brahma, which was in the very beginning presented as the cause of the space, etc. Upanishad presented the tatastha lakshanam of brahma. In presenting the indirect definition of Brahman, Upanishad mentioned Brahman is the cause of space, etc. Therefore, he says, that absolute reality Brahma, which was presented as the cause of the space, etc., that Brahma, asti eva, definitely that reality exists. How do you understand? Upapattibhyaha. Upapattibhyaha, from the various reasons. Upapattihi, here is the reason. From the proper evidences, reasons, exist, Brahman exists. That fact is very well understood. Thereby, the first question, ekaha anuprashnaha, one question, the implied question, ekaha anuprashnaha, apakritaha, that question becomes answered, the question becomes, resolved. Removed. The question becomes removed. When the answer is given, the question becomes removed. Ekaha anuprashnaha apakritaha, one question, whether Brahman exists or not, becomes removed because it becomes answered. That Brahma asti eva. How? Through various reasons. What are the reasons? First we say, take over karyam. You break it, karyam. See, the universe which is experienced by us is the effect. Therefore, the existence of effect, the product in the form of the universe, presupposes the existence of Brahman, the karanam. The universe, experiencing the universe itself is what? The proof, evidence for the existence of Brahman as its cause. That is first reason. Then, next, rasa. The word rasa stands for. So, karya is karyam, jagat being the karyam is one upapatti, one reason. The universe being the effect is the one reason. Universe is the effect, how do you know? Because universe is available for experienced. Available for experience. Universe being available for experience, as universe is experienced always, as the karyam, this itself is the proof for the existence of Brahman as its karanam. The next one, the next word is rasa. Rasaha is actually the anandaha, rasalabaha, rasalabaha. Rasalabaha means what? Rasasya labaha, rasalabaha. See, rasaha means the essence. And rasalabaha here is, rasaha here means the anandaha. Anandalabaha. So here, the experience of the rasasya labaha, the gaining of the experience of different levels of happiness. Even in this world itself, the experience of the happiness, the pleasure, itself is the proof for Brahman being a source of happiness. Proof for the existence of the Brahman as a source of happiness. Rasa labaha. Asala Brahman is being the source of fullness of happiness. It is Brahman alone in whom of happiness is available for experience as the different levels of manifestations of happiness. The sukhanubhavaha, experience of pleasure, is also the proof for existence of Brahman as source of manifestation of pleasure. Then, next word is prananam. So, karyam, jagat karyam, jagat being the karyam. Then, rasalabha, second reason, the source of the rasa, happiness. Then, prananam. Prananam means life, living. So, here, all the living beings, the non-living things and the living beings, all of them are material products. But the living beings are differentiated as living beings from the non-living inert beings because of the life they enjoy. And that life on the part of all the living beings is the proof that inert material bodies which do not have their life of their own, which do not have sentience of their own, consciousness of their own, now have life. And it is the Brahman, which is of the nature of consciousness and existence, lends existence and consciousness, sentience to all these non-material beings, thereby lends life to them. So the inert material body mansions complexes, inert material forms having life itself is the proof for the existence of Brahman. Prananam, third reason. Then Abhaya Pratishtha, and Brahman is the source of fearlessness. Abhaya Pratishtha. Brahman is the source of fearlessness. Another reason. When a person discovers Brahman, and Brahman, the wise person, becomes free from the hold of fear of death, free from the phenomenon called fear for good. Therefore, Brahman is there as a source of fearlessness. And not only Brahman is a source of fearlessness, also bhaya darshanam. Brahman is also the source of fear. When Brahman is not understood, Brahman being one's own swarupam is not understood, an ignorance of Brahman results in the experience of fear also. Retains a person always in fear. Therefore, Brahman is the source of fear also, if Brahman is not understood. Therefore, as a source of fear, when not understood, as source of fearlessness, when understood, as source of life of all the inert material forms, beings, as source of happiness, as source of any experience, pleasure, as a source of existence, as a cause of the universe, Brahman exists. These are the different reasons presented by the Upanishad, and Bhagavad Pada very briefly he summarizes them. Karya rasa labha pranana abhaya pratishtha bhaya darshana upapattibhyaha. From these various reasons, the first question, the one question, whether Brahman exists or not, the Brahman, the cause of the space, etc., exists or not, becomes resolved. Because answer is given by this. Therefore, pratishta, ಕಾರ್ಯ ರಸಲಾಭ ಪ್ರಾಣನ ಅಭಯ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾ ಭಯದರ್ಶನ ಉಪಪತ್ತಿಭ್ಯಃ ತದ್ ಆಕಾಶಾಧಿಕಾರಣಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಸ್ತಿಯೇವ ಇತಿ ಅನುಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಏಕಃ ಅಪಾಕೃತಃ. ಸೊ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್, ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್, ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿಚ್ ಸರ್ವ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಎನ್ ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಇಂಡ್ವೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿಚ್ ಸರ್ವ್ ಆಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರುಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಪುಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇನರ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪುಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಬಿ ಸಂಹತ ಬಟ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪುಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಸಂಹತಂ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ non integral part of this assemblage of body maintenance complex at the same time which is distinct but not distant from the body maintenance complex and because of the presence of which alone existence of which alone the entire body maintenance complex becomes conscious sentient functional and alive therefore brahma asti eva. Definitely, Brahman exists. So, this is what he says. So, the first question has been answered. Therefore, it is resolved. Now, move on to the next part. Dvavanyau anuprashnau. Dvavanyavanuprashnau. Can you read it now? Dvavanyavanuprashnau. We break it. Dvau anyau anuprashnau. Two other questions are there. What are those questions? Whether the wise person attains Brahman after death or not. Whether a ignorant person attains Brahman or not. Look at this. Vidvat avidushaha. ವಿದ್ವದ್ ಅವಿದುಷೋಹೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ ಅಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ ವಿಷಯವು ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ವಿದ್ವತ್ ಅವಿದುಷೋಹೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ ವಿಷಯವು ಅನುಪ್ರಶ್ನವು ಮೀನ್ ಅದರ್ ಟೂ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ಸ್ or of this content, whether the wise person, the attainment of Brahman after death of the wise person and the attainment of Brahman after the ignorant person after death. These are the questions. Therefore he says, Tatra Vidwan Samashnute Vidwan Samashnute ನ ಸಮಶ್ನುತೆ ಇತಿ ಅನುಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಅಂತ್ಯ. ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಸಮಶ್ನುತೆ ನ ಸಮಶ್ನುತೆ ಇತಿ ಅನುಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಅಂತ್ಯ ತದ್ ಅಪಾಕರಣಾಯ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಮಧ್ಯಮೋನುಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಅಂತ್ಯಾಪಕರಣಾದೇವ ಅಪಾಕೃತ ಇತಿ ತದ್ ಅಪಾಕರಣಾಯ ನ ಯತ್ಯತೆ. ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ದೇರ್ಸ್ ನೋ ನೀಡ್ ಫಾರ್, ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ದಿಸ್, ದೇರ್ಸ್ ನೋ ನೀಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ದ ವೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಇವನ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅದರ್ ದನ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. So there's no way of attaining Brahman. Brahman being the very truth of Ajnani and Ajnani. There's no way of attaining Brahman and becoming one with Brahman or merging in Brahman. Becoming one is not possible. Attaining is not possible. reaching is not possible, merging with Brahman is not at all possible, because there's never a time Brahman is away from anything, away from anyone, ignorant or the wise. Attaining is not possible. Here, attainment of Brahman is only a figurative expression. When a person discovers what this Brahman is, he has to discover that Brahman as one's own essential self only. The discoverer of Brahman, a wise person, when he discovers Brahman, then he does not attain Brahman. Figuratively, we say that the jnani attains Brahma. I mean, what? When he discovers Brahman as one's own surupam, he sees Brahman is non-separate from oneself. Brahman is very self. Therefore, there's no need for a jnani to attain Brahman. Because Brahman, jnani discovers a self, Brahman as one's own self. So this discovering Brahman being one's own self alone is said to be becoming, figuratively said to be becoming one with Brahman or attaining Brahman. Therefore, definitely jnani attains Brahman in terms of jnanam. So this alone is explained first. Once this, this answering this question itself clarifies the other doubt, answers the other question. Answering one question itself gives answer for other question also. So jnani definitely as though attains Brahman, or jnani attains Brahman in terms of jnanam. Because jnani discovers Brahman as one's own self. Therefore, ajnani also need not attain Brahman, cannot attain Brahman, because for ajnani also Brahman is the very self. But ajnani does not, figuratively we can say, ajnani does not attain Brahman. Because as long as an ignorant person remains ignorant, for him Brahman being one's own self is not known. As long as a person does not know Brahman being one's own self, he is as though far away from Brahman. Therefore, he does not attain Brahman. So, ajnani does not attain Brahman. Jnani alone attains Brahman. And the attainment is only figurative expression. Nothing but discovering Brahman being one's own self. There all three questions become, all other two questions become answered by answering that one question, that Brahman, jnani attains Brahman in terms of knowledge. Let us see here. So he says, Tatra vidwan samashnute na samashnute iti anuprashnaha antyaha anuprashnaha tad apakaranaya uchyate. Which means, of these two questions, vidwan samashnute, the wise person attains, and antyaha prashnaha, the third question, I mean, in the order it is a second question, next question, na samashnute. So vidwan samashnute, na samashnute. Iti anuprashnaha antyaha tad apakaranaya uchyate. Whether the wise person attains Brahman, attains what? What becomes one with Brahman, or he does not become one with Brahman. In order to remove these doubts, tad apakaranaya, tad apak, for the removal of the doubts, such as doubts as whether the wise person attains Brahman, becomes one with Brahman or not, Uchete. Now the answer here, the teaching is given here. It is said here. Madhyamaha anuprashnaha. Antya apakaranadeva apakritaha iti. So when the last question is answered, madhyamaha anuprashnaha, the middle question, apakritaha, the middle question, whether a grand person reaches Brahman or not, becomes answered, becomes removed by the resolution of the last question itself. Antya apakaranadeva. By answering one question, whether the wise person reaches Brahman or not itself, whether the ignorant person reaches Brahman or not becomes answered. Iti. Tad apakaranaya na yatyate. Therefore, whether the ignorant person reaches Brahman or not, that in order to remove that question, effort is not made. There's no need for making any effort to remove the question whether the ignorant person reaches Brahman or not. Tadapakaranaya na yatyate. The effort is not made to remove that question whether the ignorant person reaches Brahman or not. Why? In the second question, that other question itself, whether the wise person reaches Brahman or not, when that doubt is removed, and that question is resolved. In resolving the question pertaining to the wise person itself, the question pertaining to the ignorant person also becomes answered, becomes resolved. Okay, we'll see the next part. Saha yaha kaschit evam yathoktam brahma. Utsrijya utkarsha apakarsham advaitam satyam jnanam anantam asmiti evam veti iti evam vit. He says, saha yaha kaschit evam yathoktam brahma utsrijya utsrijya utkarsha apakarsham Advaitam satyam jnanam anantam ahamasmi asmi iti evam veti iti evam vit. So the sahayaha yaha kaschit. So any person evam vit means what? Who understands Brahman in this manner. Evam vit means the person who understands Brahman in this manner. Exactly the Brahman which has been revealed . How Brahman is revealed here? Brahman is in this Mahavakyam. Brahman is first helped to arrive at the Brahman as the very source of happiness. Therefore, yathoktam Brahman which has been revealed, by negating, through the negation of the relative happiness, the negation of anandaha experienced by Hiranyagarbha, not the negation of the anandaha experienced by the individual human being. Utsrijya. Utsrijya means what now? Having negated. Utsrijya means having abandoned, having given up, having negated. Utkarsha apakarsham. The exalted level of happiness of Hiranyagarbha and lowest level of happiness of individual, utkarsha apakarsham upasrajya utsrajya. So having negated both as mithya, both levels of happiness experienced by the individual and the Ishvara as mithya, advaitam satyam jnanam anantam asmi iti evam veti. So what he says in this context, Bhagavad Pada, the person who understands the unfoldment of the Mahavakyam, sayaschayam purushe yaschasavadityye sayekaha, the person who understands the unfoldment of the meaning of the Mahavakyam, that Mahavakyam, understands Brahman as the source of Anandaha. Such a person who has arrived at Brahman through the analysis of that Mahavakyam, what he does, utkarsha apakarsham utsrajya, having negated the exalted level of happiness of Hiranyagarbha, having negated the lowest level of happiness of human being as mithya, what he does, he claims the Brahmanandaha, Paramanandaha, a source of happiness as one's own swarupam. He said here, na advaitam satyam jnanam anantam, one non-dual, pure existence, knowledge, fullness of happiness, a limitlessness, reality, Brahma, I am, I, the self, am, the existence, consciousness, happiness, I am, iti, evam veti. This is how the person knows. The person knows means, for him Brahman is not anything other than the self. For him Brahman is the very self. Here the person takes ownership of the satyam jnanam anantam advaitam Brahman as one's own self. Iti evam viti. This is how the knower of Brahman claims Brahman as one's own self. Evam shabdasya prakruta paramarshartatvat. So here, the word evam, here, prakruta paramarsha arthato, the word evam is meant, presented here, used here, specifically to remind oneself of what has been already mentioned. Prakruta paramarsha arthatvat. Just to, for the purpose of reminding the person of what has been already taught, discussed. Evam shabdasya, evam means in this manner. In this manner, the person who arrives at Brahman as one's own swarupam, in which manner? Through the analysis of the Mahavakyam. The person who arrives at it, in this manner. That's what evam means. The meaning of the word evam is for the purpose of reminding oneself of subject matter which has been already discussed. Because evam vithi means what? The knower of Brahman in this manner. Evam vithi means the knower of Brahman in this manner. Evam yaha Brahma veti. The person who knows Brahman, who understands Brahman in this manner. When he understands Brahman, knows this Brahman means what? For him, Brahman is not an object. When you say he knows, means that Brahman becomes object. Whereas here, for the knower of Brahman, who knows Brahman in this manner, through the analysis of this Mahavakyam, for him, Brahman is not an object. Brahman is not the subject also. Brahman is the very content of I, the truth of I. That's how it is possible for him to have this understanding. Advaitam satyam jnanam anantam asmi iti evam veti. The person knows Brahman in this manner as what? I, the Self, am the non-dual existence, consciousness, limitlessness, or happiness. I am Brahma, I am myself. For him to claim this, his identity is with the abstract reality, which means he has negated the exalted level of happiness experienced by Hiranyagarbha, and he negated the lowest level of happiness experienced by the individual human being also. So, utkarsha apakarsham utsrujya yathoktam brahma yaha kaschit evam veti, who now arrives at Brahman in this manner. Such a person is evam vita. That's why it is said, evam shabdasya prakrita paramarsha arthatvat. The word evam is for the purpose of reminding oneself of the subject matter discussed earlier. Now, saha kim? Saha kim evam vit means the knower. The one who know, the knower of, knower in this manner. Evam vit means knower in this manner. Knower in this manner means the knower of what? What does he know? Saha kim. He knows Brahma. Okay, then tasya kim bhavati. Tasya kim bhavati. Saha kim means what? So, okay, he knows Brahman. He claims Brahman as one's own Swarupam. He knows Advaitam, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, Ahamasmi, iti, he knows. Then, what is the benefit? Saha Kim means, Saha Kim means, Tasya Kim Bhavati, Kim Prayojanam Asti, that is the implied meaning. What is the benefit the person has? That person becomes absolutely free from the emotional dependence. That is the ultimate benefit. Becoming free from the emotional dependence for good is freedom, which is moksha, muktihi, jivan mukti, freedom while living itself. And becoming free from emotional dependence means what? Physically without distancing oneself. Without requiring to distance oneself from physically from anywhere. Being wherever the person is, remaining one with the society, remaining one with the people also, emotionally being independent. So physical distancing is not required. So physically being one with society, one with the family, one with the people, one with everything. Emotionally being independent is freedom from emotional dependence. Which means the person no more is dependent on anything external for his happiness, for his security. So not being dependent on external situations, happiness, external situations, the world, relationships, positions and possessions for one's security and happiness is what? The total detachment. That's why in jnanam, only in the wake of the jnanam, it is possible for a person to become absolutely dispassionate. The person who is aspiring for only jnanam is relatively dispassionate. But absolutely dispassionate person is the person who does not require jnanam also, because jnanam has served its purpose. That's the benefit. So, Bhagavad Pada says here, asmat lokat pretya. What asmat lokat means what? He says, దృష్ట అదృష్ట ఇష్ట విషయ సముదాయ. అయం లోక. ఫస్ట్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్ లోక్. అస్మాత్ లోకాత్ ప్రేత్య మీన్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద వర్డ్ లోక మీన్ హియర్. అయం లోక. అస్మాత్ లోకాత్ ఇస్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ కేస్. అయం లోక ఇస్ ద నామినేటివ్ కేస్. సో ఫస్ట్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద వర్డ్ అయం లోక. సో హ్యావింగ్ గాన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ మీన్స్ వాట్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద వర్డ్ లోక్ వరల్డ్ మీన్. అయం లోక మీన్స్ వాట్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్. దృష్ట అదృష్ట ఇష్ట విషయ సముదాయ. సో దృష్ట అదృష్ట ఇష్ట విషయ సముదాయ. ద వర్ల్డ్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాన్స్టిట్యూటెడ్ ఆఫ్ కౌంట్లెస్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఇష్ట డిజైర్డ్ ఇష్ట విషయా డిజైర్డ్ డిజైరబుల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అండ్ డిజైరబుల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆల్సో దృష్ట విషయా ద నోన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అండ్ అదృష్ట విషయా అన్నోన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. వాట్ ఇస్ అన్నోన్? ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్ల్డ్ యూజింగ్ వన్స్ హ్యూమన్ బాడీ మ్యాన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఇస్ దృష్ట విషయా. ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సబుల్ విచ్ ఆర్ డిజైర్డ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సబుల్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్ల్డ్ ఆర్ దృష్ట విషయా. ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ నోన్ త్రూ ది శాస్త్రం బట్ స్టిల్ నాట్ నోన్. వి కమ్ టు నో ఆఫ్ ది హెవెన్ ఎక్సెట్రా త్రూ ది శాస్త్రం. ఇన్ కర్మ ఉపాసన కాండాస్ ఇట్ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ ది హెవెన్స్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్. సో పర్సన్ కమ్స్ టు నో ఆఫ్ ది హెవెన్ త్రూ ద డిస్క్రిప్షన్ బట్ హీ డస్ నాట్ నో హౌ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్. హీ హాస్ టు గో దేర్. దెర్ఫోర్ డిజైర్ ఫార్ ది అన్నోన్ ప్లెజర్స్ అండ్ అన్నోన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ ది శాస్త్రం ఆర్ అదృష్ట విషయా. When a person reads, goes to the karma upasana khandas, when he comes to know of these such objects, name of heaven, etc., being existent, the person develops desire for the unknown objects. Oh, there is a heaven. I want to go there. Let me enjoy that. So desire for the unknown world of objects, unknown objects, unknown pleasures, డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ది శాస్త్రం ఆర్ అదృష్ట విషయా. అండ్ ఆల్సో డిజైర్డ్ డిజైరబుల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ నోన్ వరల్డ్. సో ప్లెజర్స్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అన్నోన్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ప్లెజర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది నోన్ వరల్డ్ ఆర్ దృష్ట విషయా అదృష్ట విషయా. అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఇష్ట విషయా. డిజైర్డ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ desirable objects. So lokaha, the world here, the meaning of the world meant here is that the world is that which is the constituted of the desirable, the known objects of this world and the unknown objects of enjoyment of the higher worlds. Tasmat asmat lokat ప్రేత్య. సో ప్రేత్య మీన్స్ వాట్? ఆవృత్య. ప్రేత్య ఆవృత్య మీన్స్ నిరపేక్ష భూత్వా హ్యావింగ్ బికమ్ ద వన్ హీ బి ప్రేత్య మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ బికమ్ ద వన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ రిక్వైర్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ద నాన్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెంట్. నిరపేక్ష మీన్స్ అ నాన్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెంట్. Having become the non-expectant, the non-requirer of those, all those world of desirable, the known, unknown, desirable objects. I mean, the person has become dispassionate towards all of them. He is not no more interested in any of those objects, any of those pleasures. Why? Whoever aspires for anything in the world, ultimately, it is for happiness. When this jnani has discovered happiness fullness of happiness, ananda, has one's own surupam. The person who is reveling in the vision of the fullness of happiness naturally becomes nirapekshaha. No more apeksha. Apeksha nirgata yasmat saha nirapekshaha. The person from whom apeksha has gone away, the requirement, the desire, the need is no more there. Therefore, pretya, literally the word pretya means having gone, having left, having departed. But here, pretya means, asmat lokat pretya means having become totally dispassionate towards all the desirable objects of the known and the unknown worlds. Asmat lokat pretya etam yatha vyakhyatam. Yatha etam means what? Yatha vyakhyatam, as explained before. Yatha vyakhyatam, as explained before. Annamayamatmanam upasankramati. The person transcends the annamayatma, the gross physical body. He shifts his identity from the gross physical body. He does not mistake the body to be the self anymore. Vishayajatam annamayam. Vishayajatam annamaya atmapinda, atmapindatmanaha vyatiriktam na pashyati. Annamayat, annamayat pindat, annamaya atma pinda atmanaha, annamayat pindatmanaha vyatiriktam na pashyati. See, pindatma and annamaya. Pindatma, pindatma is here samashti virat. The total gross manifestation is pindatma. Annamaya is individual physical body. So annamaya atma, annamayatma pindatmanoho vyatiriktam na pashyati. Annamayam pindatmanaha, annamayatmanam pindatmanaha vyatiriktam na pashyati. He does not see the gross physical body, individual physical body, being different from the total gross manifestation. He does not see. It's very important. Puja Swamiji always emphasizes this fact. It's not simply decided, it's not simply shifting identity from the physical body as non-self. Of course, one dissociates oneself from the physical body, one does not have identity of the physical body anymore. But at the same time, you have to see what the physical body is. You have to resolve it somewhere. What is this physical body then? When the person shifts his identity from this gross physical body, annamaya matma, as the non-self, see, looking at it as non-self, then what is his physical body then? He sees this physical body being non-separate from the corresponding total gross universe. This is what it is said here. Vishayajatam annamayatma pindatmanoho vyatiriktam napashyati. So pindatmanaha vyatiriktam napashyati. The pindatma is here the total gross manifestation. Pindatmanaha annamayat vyatiriktam na pashyati. அன்னமயாத் பிண்டாத்மனஹ, அன்னமயாத் பிண்டாத்மனஹ ந வியதிரிக்த ந பஷ்யதி. மீன் ஹி சீஸ் திஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் கிராஸ் பிசிக்கல் பாடி பீங் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் தி கரஸ்பாண்டிங் டோட்டல் கிராஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன். சர்வம் ஸ்தூல பூதம் அன்னமயமாத்மானம் பஷ்யதி. சர்வம் ஸ்தூல பூதம் அன்னமயமாத்மானம் பஷ்யதி இத்யர்த்தஹ. The following sentence makes it very clear. Sarvam sthula bhutam annamayam atmanam pashyati. So he sees the, he sees, he resolves the individuality at each level. When a person is very important lesson, when a person shifts his identity from the gross physical body, he starts seeing the individuality being not there. Individuality being resolvable in the corresponding totality. Therefore he says, Sarvam annamayamatmanam, sarvam sthula bhutam annamayamatmanam pashyati. Which means, the person does not see one's own physical body being separate from the whole, or he does not see the whole cosmos being separate from the physical body. It is said, but what he sees sarvam sthula bhutam, the entire gross manifestation, sarvam sthula bhutam, the entire gross manifestation, the gross universe, the physical universe, being one with annamayamatmanam. Being identical with, be one with physical body, annamaya. So this annamaya is non-separate from samashti. The samashti annamaya is non-separate from vyashti annamaya, which means there's one whole being. There's one whole being. One whole being means what? There's a mahan. There's one whole being, which is physical manifestation, gross manifestation, which is Ishvara. The Ishvara is Viradishvara, which is nothing but Brahma. Viradishvara is Brahma means what? The whole gross manifestation, which is inclusive of individual Annamayaha, is Viradishvara, who is none other than essentially Brahma. Therefore, Virat is manifestation of Brahma, appearance of Brahma. There's no Virat other than Brahma. There's no Virat other than Brahma means what? There's no gross universe other than Brahma. There's no gross universe. There's only Brahma. There's only Brahma, and that Brahma Ahamasmi. That is the understanding the person has. Is it clear? I think I have to stop now. We'll continue. Very interesting portion comes and we have to stop. If you have any questions, please let me know. Okay? If anything is not clear. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.